tomorrow, we're going to explore some more about what Americans think about God, and specifically what Americans really mean when they say they believe in God. What do you mean when you say you believe in God? Later in the week, matter of fact, on Wednesday the 16th, at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be speaking with Mark Strong, who has written a book entitled Divine Merger, where he invites us to take a look at how we can have the church work with the community, work in the community and with the people of the community to make a connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. And hopefully a connection that will be a lasting connection and a very, very impacting connection. Wednesday, March 16th, at 1 o'clock, our guest, yours and mine, will be Mark Strong. You can go to this week's guests and topics at speakingwith.com to find out who we're planning to speak with on any given week, to find out what the topics of discussion are that are planned for any given week. This week's guests and topics at speakingwith.com. And in addition to listening live at 1550 AM, The Voice, you can also listen online by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on the link that's labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. All right. We're taking a look at how our parents can help our children who have ADHD. How many of you parents, I'm asking you first, how many of you really like the idea of mutual love, love flowing from you to each of your children, and love flowing from each of your children to you, being part of your relationship equation? I hope all of you feel that way. You truly loving your children, each of your children truly loving you. And, of course, we want our children to have love flowing from one child to each of the siblings, so that love is just flowing all throughout the hearts, the minds, the souls of every member of the family. Now, how about this? How about if mutual respect is also part of the equation, so that it is clear that love is also part of the equation? And the way we express our respect for each other, the way we show our respect to each other, is one way that we express our love for each other. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask the parents that question. And then I want the children of the parents, whether you are 22 or 12 or 10, 8, how many of you children of parents prefer that love and respect be flowing in all directions from each member of the family to each member of the family, so that it is not just the children showing respect to the parents, but also the parents showing respect to the children? Now, let me share with you, just in case you think that this is something that is an outlandish concept for parents to show respect to their children. Check this out. What if, rather than making everything you want your child to do a command, what if you were to explain some things to your child? Come on now. Think about this. Very often, we can be, and I'm saying we, I'm talking about human beings now, regardless of age, very often, we can be more motivated to do something if we know why we're doing it. It really is okay to explain to our children that when we take our dirty clothes off of our dirty bodies, those dirty clothes have germs and bacteria on them that do not need to be spreading all over the room. Let them know the germs and the bacteria are alive the same way we humans are alive. And the germs and the bacteria move the same way we humans move. They may not have two legs that they walk on the way we walk, but they do move. To let them know we need to contain the germs and bacteria by putting them in the dirty clothes hamper and keep them contained that way as much as we can by putting them in the dirty clothes hamper. We need to take our baths or our showers before we go to bed at night because our dirty bodies have dirty germs and dirty bacteria on them. And even when we have showered, we take stuff to bed with us that's on our bodies. We don't need to be taking an abundance of germs and bacteria with us that carry bad odors with them as well. See, you're explaining, and your child still may not get it. They still might not reject. I don't mean they might not accept what you're saying. It's not that they don't understand. They still might not accept it because they still may prefer to just go to bed dirty and smelly. But if we explain it to them, we've given them, at least they do understand. And some will be more inclined, a little more motivated to go ahead and go the way of cleanliness because of the understanding. All right, we'll be talking some more about how we can help our children with ADHD next go around, next week. Coming up, we have some more topics to take a look at. So if you're able, stay with us. If not, listen online at your convenience. Back in a few.